Welcome to God's Timing is Everything with Apostle Henry Walker.
This is Apostle Henry Walker. Thank you for tuning to God's Timing is Everything broadcast. We want to continue talking about our Heavenly Father as our healer, as our repairer, as our restorer. And turn with me to Matthew chapter 4, verse 23. Before I start, just a reminder that not only are we on 7:15 in the morning, but 7:15 p.m. too, the same broadcast. So if you miss any scriptures, you can hear it on either the morning or the night broadcast. And on any prior broadcasts, you can go back to WCNO.com and click on demand and just find God's Timing is Everything and listen to it. Matthew 4, verse 23, and Yeshua went about all Galilee, teaching in the synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing all manner of sickness and all manner of disease among the people. Healed all matter of sickness and disease. Whatever you're facing today, he's done it for you if you just receive it. He can bring about that healing right now. He's already paid the price for it. 39 stripes. It's yours today. In Matthew chapter 8, verse 1. When he was come down from the mountain, great multitudes followed him. And behold, there came a leper and worshipped him, saying, Master, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. And Yeshua put forth his hand and touched him and said, I will, be thou clean. And immediately his leprosy was cleansed. You don't have to ask if he's willing to do so. He is willing to do so. Again, just turn that flesh over to him. And you have complete access to his healing anointing. Hallelujah. In verse 5, when Yeshua was entered into Capernaum, there came unto him a centurion, beseeching him, saying, Master, my servant lieth at home sick of the palsy, grievously tormented. And Yeshua said unto him, I will come and heal him. That's how willing he is. The centurion answered and said, Master, I'm not worthy that you come to my roof, but speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. Hallelujah. And he marveled at his faith. In verse 13, and Yeshua said unto the centurion, Go thy way, and as thou hast believed, so it be done unto you, and his servant was healed in the selfsame hour. That's just extend your faith today. It's no accident. You tuned into this broadcast. He wants to heal you, repair you. And verse 14, and when Yeshua was coming to Peter's house, he saw his wife's mother laid and sick of a fever. And he touched her hand, and the fever left her, and she rose and ministered unto him. It just so tremendous. In verse 23, and when he was entered into a ship, his disciples followed him, and behold, there arose a great tempest in the sea, insomuch that the ship was covered with the waves, but he was asleep. And disciples came to him and woke him, saying, Master, save us, we perish. And he said unto them, Why are you fearful, O you of little faith? Then he arose and rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was a great calm. Hallelujah. Whatever wind is coming against you, of adversity or whatever, he can calm it today. Hallelujah. He just wants complete access to every part of your life. And he'll take care of it. He'll repair it, restore it, whatever is needed in your life. He'll restore relationships, anything that is needed, he can restore. In verse 28, and when he was come to the other side, into the country of the Gergesenes, there met him two possessed with devils, coming out of the tombs exceedingly fast, so that no man might pass by that way. And the demon said, What? So, Yeshua, are you come to torment us before the time? And they wanted to go into the swine, and he cast them into the swine. He's got all power. Hallelujah. All power. All power. Praise. In chapter 9, verse 1, and he entered into a ship and passed over and came to his own city. And behold, they brought unto him a man sick of the palsy, lying on a bed. And Yeshua, seeing their faith, said unto the sick of the palsy, Son, be of good courage. Your sins are forgiven you. That was what was standing in the way of him getting healed. And they said, how can he forgive sins? Only God can forgive sins, not knowing that God is standing right there. And verse 5, Yeshua said, whether it's easy to say that sins be forgiven you or to say arise and walk, but that you may know that the Son of Man had power on earth to forgive sins, then he said to the sick of the palsy, arise, take up thy bed, and go into thy house. And he rose and departed his house and was healed. Hallelujah. And verse 9, and as Yeshua passed by from heaven, he saw a man named Matthew sitting at the receipt of custom. He said to him, follow me. And he rose and followed him. See, he wants to restore the connection to you. Go with me to John, Gospel of John. Hallelujah. John. chapter 1, verse 42. And he brought him, Yeshua, brought him to Yeshua. And when Yeshua said, "Thou art Simon, the son of Jonah, thou shalt be called Cephas," which is by interpretation of stone. He brought Peter to Yeshua. The day following, Yeshua would go forth into Galilee and find Philip and said unto him, "Follow me." See, he's giving meaning to people's lives. He's repairing their lives. This is God coming into their lives and saying, the connection between me and you has to be repaired. He did that with Peter. He's calling them personally, knowing their names. And he's telling Philip, "Follow me." He's giving meaning to their lives, and he can give meaning to your life. Maybe he's calling you into the ministry. That's the most beautiful thing you could do. We're all called into the ministry. And he wants to use you for his glory and restore the connection between you and him. Maybe you're not saved. He just wants to repair the connection and say, "Hey, you can come to me." He's calling you now. And if you don't know him, you just say this prayer after me. Say, "Father, I believe that Yeshua died for me. Come into my heart. Fill me with your spirit. I repent of all my sins. I give my life to you. Mortify the deeds of my flesh by your spirit. And conform me to the image of Jesus, Yeshua." If you've done that, just follow him the rest of the way now. Hallelujah. In verse 45, "And Philip found Nathanael and said unto him, We have found him of whom Moses in the law and the prophets did write, Yeshua of Nazareth, the son of Joseph." And Nathanael came unto him and said unto him, "Can anything good come out of Nazareth?" And Philip said, "Come and see." Yeshua saw Nathanael come to him and said of him, "Behold, an Israelite, and indeed, in whom there is no guile." He knows everything about everybody, everything. And knew everything about Nathanael. Nathanael said unto him, "Whence do you know me?" And Yeshua answered and said, "Before that Philip called thee, when I was under the fig tree, I saw thee." He knows everything. He knows where you are right now. And he can heal you right now. He knows what you're going through. It could be years that you've been in pain. You could have relationships that went sour for years, but he can restore and repair those relationships. He can do it for you. Because he's the ultimate carpenter. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And maybe you just need to know your sins are forgiven like the man before. Maybe that's interfering, you know, with your relationship with him and your healing. That you've done so many things in the past. Well, you know, let him reverse the curse and take those things from the past out of your life. Hallelujah. Once and for all. Turn it over to him. Hallelujah. Verse 49, Nathanael answered and said, "Rabbi, thou art the Son of God. Thou art the King of Israel." Yeshua answered and said unto him, "Behold, I said unto you, I saw thee under the fig tree. Believest that thou shalt see greater things than these?" He said unto him, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, hereafter you shall see the heavens open and the angels of God ascending, descending upon the Son of Man." Remember when Jacob was running away from his brother Esau, and he put his head on a rock, and he saw this vision. He saw a ladder going from heaven to the earth, and he saw angels ascending and descending upon this ladder. Well, here Yeshua is saying, "I'm that ladder. I'm the connection between heaven and the earth. I'm the one." Hallelujah. I'm the one. I'm the one. Hallelujah. In chapter 3, verse 1, there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Yeshua by night and said unto him, "Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him." Yeshua answered and said, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." He's restoring a connection between Nicodemus. Nicodemus was interested, and now he's restoring that connection. Nicodemus said unto him, "How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter into the second time into his mother's womb and be born?" And Yeshua answered, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born of water and the Spirit, he had to enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit." Hallelujah. "Marvel not that I said unto you, you must be born again. The wind bloweth where it would listen to it, now and heareth the sound thereof, but cannot tell whence it cometh and whither it cometh. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit." Hallelujah. And he fulfilled the need in Nicodemus' life, because Nicodemus was looking for the truth. And he's talking about Pentecost, the filling of the Holy Spirit, the sound of a rushing mighty wind, prophesied about that. Hallelujah. And he was trying to answer the question for Nicodemus and give him peace in his heart. Maybe you need that peace in your heart. Maybe you've got so many questions of your Father. But just ask, allow Him to restore that connection. Maybe you're so busy in so many things going in this direction, that direction, that you kind of, maybe, you know, He needs to restore a connection to Him and say, hey, why don't you start the day with me? And remember, the day runs, it starts at 6 p.m. Why don't you start the day with me? Remember it said in Genesis 1 that evening and morning were the first day. Why don't you start the day with Him, talking to Him at 6 o'clock, and watch how the day goes. Maybe He wants to repair that, your prayer life, your worship. He can do that. I know He wants to repair your body. He wants to repair connections. But I really feel He wants to say, hey, I think you forgot about me for a little while. Just reach out to me, and I'll take your hand. Reach your hand up, and I'll take your hand. And I'll restore you. And I'll repair that connection. Hallelujah. There's so many things happening in the world that we need to be connected to our Father. Because He's got everything under control. Again, everything was created by Him and for Him, and by Him all things consist. But the devil's going around. Don't let Him distract you. Because the Father controls Him. He's just allowing prophecy to be fulfilled. And that's why these things are happening. But let's go to the Father in prayer right now, okay? Hallelujah. Be humble before Him. Be humble before Him because so many people think that, you know, we're going to establish a kingdom before Yeshua comes back, and kingdom now, and we're going to take dominion. No. We're not little gods, man. We need Him every day, and you need Him right now. So let Him restore that in your mind. Be humble before Him, and He'll raise you up. Hallelujah. Father, just thank You for the people that are listening out there, Father. I ask You to touch them, heal them, restore them, Father. And we come humbly before You, Father. We know we can do nothing without You. And Paul said, in You we both move and breathe and have our being. And people need to be healed right now. People need to be delivered. Oh, set the people free, Father. Heal them right now. By Your stripes they were healed. In the mighty name of Yeshua. Receive your miracle. I want to tell you some more about our ministry. Again, this is Apostle Henry Walker. I have my phone number is 772-801-3677. 772-801-3677. I have a website, henrywalker.org, and I have about maybe 250 prophetic messages on there. Just click on messages. I've written 3 books. One is called Seasons, which talks about the feast days that we thought were for the Jews, but they're for us too. And Yeshua has fulfilled every feast day with the exception of 3, which will happen these last days. And everything major that He did, He did on a feast day. I can tell you the feast day He was born, the feast day He died. I can tell you the feast day that He rose. I can tell you when He was circumcised. I can tell you when Jericho came down on a feast day. It's incredible. And the second book is Noon, which talks about the different months of the year on His calendar and how we need to, you know, see in the Word what He did on those months, and He can repeat them. And each hour of the day that He mentions in the Word, He blesses. And you need to know that. Why are these hours so important? What blessings can He do? Hallelujah. And then my last book is called Demystifying the Trinity, which explains the Trinity. Hallelujah. And you get these books by going to www.tatepublishing.com and click on books, do a search, Henry Space Walker, and you see my book. Scroll down. Make sure you get Noon, the second edition. It's got much more information. And you can download Noon, the second edition, and this is my Trinity right there at a reduced price. You can get all these books at a reduced price through me on a quantity basis for your church or your prayer group. Just let me know. Hallelujah. If you want to make a tax-deductible donation to this ministry, the address will be given at the end of the broadcast. We just want to bless you. Remember to next time, this is Apostle Henry Walker saying, greater is He that's in you than he that is in the world.
Thank you for listening to God's Timing is Everything with Apostle Henry Walker. More information about New Life Revival Ministries and Apostle Henry Walker is available at henrywalker.org, or you can contact Apostle Walker at 772-801-3677, or you can write to him at New Life Revival International, P.O. Box 12309, Fort Pierce, Florida 34979. Attention homeowners, do you feel frustrated about not being able to sell your home? Are you worried because you're about to be transferred, or have you recently been laid off? Maybe you're facing foreclosure or behind in your monthly payments. It's not your fault. Start Fresh Home Buyers can help you. They will buy your home quickly and for a fair price, even if you have no equity and you owe more than it's worth. They're not realtors. They don't want to list your house. They want to